The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says Vaslam Tzitzis Vein Tzitzis Ela Onof. Says the Gemara, the definition of the word Tzitzis is like a branch, just like the branches of the tree spread out, so too should the threads of the Tzitzis spread out. V'kein Roim, and indeed so says the pasuk in Yecheskel, V'yikocheni B'tzitzis Roshi. The Navi describes how he saw a hand come out and pick up the strands of his head and carry him to Yerushalayim. So again, we see that the word tzitzis means separate strands. Vamra Abaya, and therefore says Abaya, the halach is v'tzarech lefroidoi. You have to separate the strands of the tzitzis, kitzitzis dramoi. Just like the hair of the ramoyim in those times, apparently the way they wore their hair was that the hair was flat on the bottom and braided on the top, and they used to separate the braids. So too should the braids of the tzitzis be, should the threads of the tzitzis be separated. So the Baal Ha'it'er, who's quoted by the Beis Yosef and Or Chaim Simon Ches Divrei Maskov on the Kras, says the pshat in the Gemara here is that this requirement to separate the strands of the tzitzis is only when we had tzitzis that had the white threads and the trailer threads. And there was an obligation to separate the white threads from the trellis thread. Says the Baal Eter, so if we don't have trellis threads, the obligation that the Gemara indicates doesn't apply, but still, it's appropriate to separate them to make a zecher to trellis. And that's why the Magen Avraham in Or Chaim Simon Chesif Katan Yud begins a discussion. What happens if somebody comes late to shul? And if he's going to take the time to separate the tzitzis, he won't be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Says the Magen Avraham, based on the Baal Eter, that if b'zman hazeh we're not wearing tchelus, so these we don't have such a strong obligation to separate. Therefore, we should not lose tefillah b'tzibur for that reason. Moreover, there are achroim that want to suggest that you don't have to separate all the threads. Because just like the Baal Eter seems to say that the entire purpose of separating is to separate the blue thread from the rest of the threads, so too you fulfill your obligation by just doing minimal separation. However, there are many paiskim that the halachas applies, and we'll quote the Mitzvah Shem and our shir, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. And similarly, as we simply learn pshat in the Gemara seems to say that you have to separate the threads under all circumstances. The Gemara doesn't begin to say because of tchelus and lovin. And therefore, this halacha A would apply bezman hazeh, and B would apply to all the threads. Even the Bachs HaShekel, who's one of the Achroinim who seem to be Machmer, certainly agrees that if the threads were not separated, Yoytze, the Mitzvah, and the Chazanish explains, because the entire reason why the Gemara obligates us to separate the threads is only because of noi mitzvah, because of zeh keli vanvehu, and that doesn't, and that's certainly not ma'akiv the mitzvah. So we have actually, I saw in the Achroinim, two reasons why one should separate the tzitzis. One reason is, as the Chazanish just taught us, because of Noi Mitzvah, because of Zekeli Vanveyu. The other explanation, which seems to be the posh, the pshat in the Gemara, because the word tzitzis seems to imply separated. Separated. The Achroinim bring from the Arizal that the word tzitzis stands for tzaddik yafrid tzitzosof tamid. That one should always separate, a tzaddik always separates its tzitzis. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Ches, Sif Zayin, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech lehafrid chutei tzitzis, one should separate the strands of the tzitzis, zeh mizeh. One should separate the strands of the tzitzis, one from each other. Mr. Brewer quotes the Magen Avraham, as does the Bi'ur Halacha, that since, according to the Baal Iter, the obligation is only when there's tchelis and lovin. Nowadays, where we don't have the lovin and tchelis, the obligation is much less, and one does not have to separate the tzitzis, especially at the expense of losing tefillah b'tzibur. But if we continue looking in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Ches Siftes, there's another halacha, which is an extension, I would say, of this halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Koyim Shivarech, before you make a bracha on the tzitzis, Ya'ayim b'chutei tzitzis, look at the tzitzis, imen tsherim, if they're kosher, kidei shlo yivarech, bracha levatola. So the first question, when we look at this halacha, which I saw that the Paiskim, the Taz already asks, is that the Shulchan Aruch is concerned about a bracha levatola. Ask Taz and other Achroinim, why is the Shulchan Aruch not concerned that if the tzitzis aren't kosher, you're going to be going with a beged that has dalet knofos, that has four corners, without tzitzis? So the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ches, discusses this question. And he says, there's a very interesting Lomdusha Teretz. He says, there are two similar concepts that are really not similar. One is Shememes. Do we have to be concerned that somebody passed away? Or does everybody who's alive have Cheskes Chayim? Says the Arsus Chayim, the Gemara Masechta Gittin, that Chav Ches of Abayis teaches us, Shem Ameis Loi Chashina. We need not be concerned that somebody died. Shem Yomus, but that he maybe will die Chashina. And he explains that everybody has a Cheskes Chai. Cheskes Chai means that just like he was alive till now, we assume he's still alive. But we can't say that a person won't die, because unfortunately, everybody will die. So he says the same thing here. As far as the tzitzis are concerned, the tzitzis have a Cheskes Kashrus, but they don't have a Chazaka that they won't ever become possible. So therefore, regarding the Isser of going with this beg without tzitzis, there's a Cheskes Kashrus on the beged. The bracha that we have to make every time, and the bracha we know, we learned that even in this Masechta, has to be made over, let's say, Lasiyasan, the bracha has to be made before you do the mitzvah. So that's a concept of Shema Yomis. Into the future, Shema Yomis, we say, therefore we have to be concerned that the tzitzit became possible.
However, the Paiskim say that, and what's going to be the Nafka Mina? The Nafka Mina is, do you have to make a bracha if you put on tzitzis? Do you have to check the tzitzis if you're not going to be making a bracha? In other words, people who wear a talis gadol typically don't make a bracha in the morning when they put on the talis gadol. So if the concern is only because of bracha v'atala, here we need not be concerned about a bracha v'atala because he's not making a bracha. If the concern is about the kashrus of the tzitzis, then you would have to make a bracha. The minhag is that people usually only check their tzitzis when they make a bracha. With the explanation of the Har Tzvi, it's very understandable. And I saw from the Shor Mitzionim Ba'alocha, Simon Tess Sif Katan Yud, he says that especially Bizman Hazeh, where it's less common that the tzitzis become puzzle, we need not check the tzitzis as much as they did in those days. In fact, there's a discussion. When you check the tzitzis, do you have to check just the threads, or do you also have to check the place of the knots? So I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and in Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet Orachaim Simchof Aleph, Rav Moshe says you only have to check the strands, but you don't have to check the thread, the knots. And Rav Moshe explains because it's unlikely, it's uncommon that area becomes puzzle, that those knots become puzzle. But since it's very uncommon that those knots become puzzle, that's why there's no need to check something when you don't have a reason to be concerned that there's a psul. Of course, based on this, say the Paiskim, that if you're an individual that you know that your tzitzis, for whatever reason, have a tendency of becoming puzzle, or let's say your tzitzis got caught in something, where there you need to be concerned that maybe indeed something happened to your tzitzis, the halacha is that you should, of course, then check your tzitzis. Similarly, even though we just said that the main concern is the bracha of atala, that doesn't mean that you should never look at the tzitzis of your talis cotton. That you should check that the tzitzis of the talis cotton from time to time are still kosher because we don't know what might have happened to them.